I mean, how can I say no to Krishna or anyone who's sitting here? Had I known this before, I would have hired Vishesh to write for me. Yeah, with karma books. So, anyway, it's a very simple story, nothing elaborate. When we started Awaken, and then it grew a little bigger, and the Reverend Hankshaw has seen it grow all throughout. And so initially it was just, you know, getting together, meditating, cooking. Yeni has been there from the beginning pretty much. And at some point I thought I should do something more, not just cook, get the stuff and cook. And then sometimes Nipun would tease me that if you had it your way, you would even grow grains and feed everyone. So started with growing small tomatoes and peppers and some vegetables, and then it became more of a way of life for me, an organic gardening, a lot of help from a lot of community, Awaken family. A lot of seeds were brought, organic, high quality. A lot of plants were brought. Sometimes a lot of soil was brought. And, you know, I had to just nurture the plants and make sure they grow. And I can offer good vegetables to the Awaken family on Wednesdays. And then over the years, I just realized that I have learned so much. It is not just the activity of growing. It is actually, there is a lot of community building. There is a lot of nurturing the community, nurturing good thoughts, good values. Krishna just alluded to experience with her daughters. They were there after a couple of years, and it was so precious. What started also happening was that I saw in last couple of, particularly last few months, was that as the kids, the Awaken kids, and even our other friends' children were growing older, I could use this opportunity to connect with them through the plants and vegetables. And John was the first one to recognize that. And the two little girls who came once, they're connected to us through music. And the mother was practicing music, and both the daughters were with me. And I just asked them, let's go out in the garden and see what's growing. And then we started talking about Nemo and Nemo's music. And these people don't know much about service space. They know of, they've read the Thought of the Week and all the things, but the girls were really young. So they got interested, and I told them, he's coming. And why don't we pick the lemons and squeeze them? And the size of lemons, those who have seen at our place, are pretty big. They're more like grapefruits. So the girls, they really picked all the lemons. And for 2 hours, we had a nice project. We shared stories about Nemo and what he's going to do. And I told them that, you know, you wouldn't be there because they live quite far from our place. So I told them, you wouldn't be there, but it's okay, you don't have to be there. From that time, they're my best friends. They just enjoyed the process. And then, you know, there are so many stories, like what Krishna shared. Then Ashish's daughters came, and they wanted to help me. They cannot help me in cooking because they're really young. So I said, okay, why don't we do something in the yard? And then Pancho came last week, and he stayed back, and he just dug the whole trench. He did the research on how to grow potatoes, because everybody pretty much likes potatoes, and I want to grow it first. So that all happened. You know, he was, for 4 hours, he slogged. He just worked so hard. And we had really nice time together. The biggest lesson I learned of late is there is a house just behind us. one day we just realized it was completely demolished. So there were bulldozers and they just completely demolished the house. All the trees in that house were gone. I still have very nice long, my opu is 5 feet long and the squashes are 31 pounds. So good enough for my Wiccan family. But because of all these restrictions, we had a lot of small animals which would just come visit us and go away. Sometimes Guri and I are sitting on the couch chopping vegetables and we see the squirrels come with big avocado and they sit on the fence and they jump on it and they show off to us. And we completely enjoyed them. But all of a sudden they were all gone. And I felt one day, I felt so sad. I almost wrote in my mother tongue that, dear squirrels, please come back. I will make sure nobody chases you away from my yard, but I miss you. And of course, at that time, nothing happened. They were really scared and gone. And then I just noticed one day that they were eating on a huge squash. And Nipun and I were talking about it. And we thought that, okay, since I'm growing it anyway for the whole Awaken family, I might as well expand the family. So this year, the squirrels have eaten more squash than my Awaken family. But I really appreciate their presence back in our home, in our backyard. Thank you.